And now a story from Mexico about the civilian militias that have challenged a powerful drug cartel and, by and large, have won. These militias are in part made up of migrants, men who lived in the U.S. for years, then returned to Mexico. We're going to hear from one of those migrants, a man who grew up in California and got involved in drug trafficking, then wound up back home in Michoacán, fighting a drug cartel. Here's Michael Montgomery of member station KQED.
Rene Panetta's life today revolves around the vast lemon groves that perfume the fertile lowlands of Michoacán. It's a region known as Tierra Caliente, the hot lands.
Right now, we're at they call it Melgas.
Recently, I took a stroll with Panetta at a farm near his home, about 20 miles from the town of Apatzingán.
This is a good lemon to pick from this kind of small pot. You see all these, the lemons? This is what we do here. We pick lemons. And this is our money right here.
Panetta is 41 with dark curly hair and a soft dimpled smile. He was born here, but left Mexico as a young boy when his family headed north to California. He grew up in Los Angeles, where he graduated high school. He remembers those years as good ones, despite the challenges.
I had a good grades, actually. There was a couple of college, they offered me financial aid, but I was illegal. I didn't have no papers.
4 years ago, something happened that changed Panetta's life forever. He returned to Mexico, leaving his wife and four kids back in California. We'll get back to why he left, but it involved drugs and the law. When he arrived in Michoacán, he found the place of his childhood was no more.
Before, when I was a little kid, you could go anywhere. And when I came back, and it was like totally different.
Different and extremely violent. Panetta discovered that a drug cartel that controlled heroin and methamphetamine production had expanded into a ruthless extortion and kidnapping ring. The Knights Templar terrorized local communities, squeezing money from shops, ranches, and farms.
They demanded money from the owners of the land. You have 10 acres, you're going to have to pay, let's say, $100 for each acre a month.
Like a tax?
Like a tax, exactly.
And if you didn't pay?
They'll take away the land or they kill you. That's it. That's simple. That's what they did.
Cartel members also raped women and young girls and killed hundreds of people. Five of Panetta's friends simply disappeared.
It was terrible. I mean, it was really hard.
People had nowhere to turn for help because the police were often working for the drug cartel. So last year, Panetta and some of his relatives joined a civilian militia created by farmers and ranchers. Using whatever weapons and vehicles they could find, the militias challenged cartel members in wild shootouts like this one, which was recorded by a photographer from Magnum Photos.
When you get involved in a battle like that, it's you get scared, but at the same time, the adrenaline is pumping, right? And you get excited. I mean, that's what happens with me.
When the drug lords ruled this area, even talking about the cartel was enough to get you killed. Now, with the uprising, people are speaking out about life at the epicenter of Mexico's drug war. In addition to being interviewed, Panetta even agreed to record himself with his iPhone while on patrol. On this day, they're hunting a top cartel leader.
We're here in La Tuta's territory. We found caves where they used to gather or where they used to live or where they used to hide.
Panetta's convoy disembarks at a roadside checkpoint.
People doesn't know, Mike, how difficult it is to be out here looking for these bad guys.
It's not in my uncle's nature to fight.
That's Chucho Mendoza. He's a community organizer in Fresno and part of Panetta's large extended family living in California.
It's interesting to see how much fight the town, the people have when people honestly believe in themselves. And so seeing our Uncle René, just as other uncles and cousins, it's something that motivated us and to contribute in whatever way we can.
Mendoza says his uncle has been an inspiration for the rest of the family, but he's an unlikely hero. Taking on the cartel was the last thing on Panetta's mind when he returned to Mexico. Turns out, he got caught up in a meth trafficking case in Los Angeles. And instead of facing possible prison time, he fled across the border while his wife and kids stayed in California.
I regret what I did, but I can't change the past. I wish I could, but I can't. So now, that's my punishment. I have to live with it.
When he's on patrol, Panetta is constantly reminded of the gulf between his family life he knew in Los Angeles and his new world in Michoacán.
I'm right here at the spot where they found the bodies, so 16 bodies.
Recently, he came upon a remote farm where months earlier, the cartel had executed an entire family, including a baby. The victims were shot and buried in a mass grave.
You see where they actually dug out the bodies? They killed for nothing. They could do it to me, they could do it to anybody.
A year and a half of fighting has weakened the cartel's grip. More than 30 municipalities are now under the control of the militias and federal authorities. That prompted celebrations this spring that would have been unimaginable even 6 months ago. I caught up with Panetta at a party in the town of Buena Vista. With a beer in his hand and a pistol strapped to his belt, he was exuberant.
I'm happy to see all these people gathering right here with us at the plaza. Because they're free. They're free of organized crime. They're free of these bad people.
Since then, the Mexican government has ordered the militias to disband or become part of a new rural police force. There are tensions, and some vigilantes have been arrested. Still, with the security situation improving, some of Panetta's relatives who fought alongside him are returning to California. He can't do that because of his legal problems. So he's working at the lemon grove, picking fruit.
You see the tools, shovels over there? There's another one. So this is what we want. We want to work our terrenos, like they call it terrenos, our tierras, you know, our land.
He says he's happy.
We're like, we're reborn, right? We're reborn, and this is what we do, work.
Panetta says he can earn almost $50 a day picking lemons. And for now, none of that money is going to the drug cartel. For NPR News, I'm Michael Montgomery.
That story was produced as part of a collaboration between member station KQED and the Center for Investigative Reporting.